Local doctor and author Bob Martinez joins us here for a live show every Thursday at noon, 30 minutes to healing and feeling better, where Dr. Martinez of Health and Wellness of Central Florida discusses an all-natural, holistic approach to functional medicine with nutrition as the foundation for natural healing. Stress management, nutritional and lab work analysis, health and lifestyle coaching are just some of the benefits of chiropractic care. Massage therapy, spinal decompression, and neuropathy care is what he will address. Join our discussion every Thursday at noon and call in with your questions. And good afternoon. Would you look at that? Just 5 minutes now past the hour of 12 o'clock noon. JW here in the studios at WWJB 103.9 FM, 92.3 FM, 1450 AM. Glad you joined us once again. It is a Thursday, 12 o'clock noon. We'll be here till 12:30 with another expert in the studio. It's Dr. Bob is our expert for your time now. And we'll be here once again till the bottom of the hour. Your chance to call in with your questions, comments, or concerns at 352-796-7272. Heal and feel better with Dr. Bob every Thursday at noon. Once again, call in with your questions, 352-796-7272. Dr. Bob, we want to heal and feel better. How are we going to do that?
Well, we do it through nutrition and do it through lifestyle improvement, and that's the basic concept that we've have in our office as far as beginning to have your health start restoring. It's just by doing simple things, is watch what you're doing and try to implement some good things in your life that's actually going to allow your body to heal and feel better.
And you even have a office here in Spring Hill as well as one in Lutz. And the name of your business, of course, Health and Wellness of Central Florida. So if folks want to contact you there at their office, they're going to call 352-686-1686. So a program called Heal and Feel Better with Dr. Bob every Thursday at this time, once again, where he shares all of his information with us and helps us heal and feel better. He brought a guest in with him today. We're going to have an exciting show.
Yes, absolutely. You know, when I first started this this program, I was actually blessed to have a person approach me and started communicating with me or talking to me about her experiences and things like that. And I was fortunate enough that when we began to talk, we realized that her and I had a lot in common. Mm-hmm. As far as how we felt when we started changing certain things to improve our lifestyle.
Yes.
And so we came together and we created a program. And I'm glad and blessed to have Stephanie Knight here.
Yes. Hey, Dr. Bob.
How are you?
Hey, Don. I am great. Great. Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here. And basically, Stephanie, again, came by me of somebody, an introduction. So her and I have been working really, really hard. So I basically just want Stephanie to elaborate her story and what prompted her to do the things that I really philosophically agree with. And so we're just going to have a conversation today and try to illustrate to folks out there that things can be done. You're not in the end of doom and gloom when it comes to your health, and you've been trying to find ways to help yourself. And you go, like I said last show, you go to Dr. Google.
Right.
You've got two people here, not only that are experienced in what they're doing, but we actually use this as a personal experience and how we're able to achieve the things we have achieved and that continue. So, Stephanie.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I will, Dr. Bob. Actually, I had been in a job that I loved for years, executive director of two, sometimes three, pregnancy medical clinics here in the area, a new generation. And things were going great, hard work, but I loved it, saving lives and changing lives. And then in 2011, I noticed a lump and found out that I had breast cancer. And I wasn't totally surprised because cancer runs in my family big time. And of course, everyone wants you to believe that you have the genes for it, right? Well, so I had that, went through all the conventional treatment, the chemo, surgeries, multiple surgeries, and just decided that I needed to be on a deeper health journey than I've been in the past. And I thought what I was doing in the past was healthy, listening to, you know, what I hear in the mainstream, low fat. That was pretty much it. I don't know. Because I was living on coffee and eating some processed food and taking the cheese off my pizza and eating just the crust. That was a great one. But things that I thought was healthy, thought were healthy. And I was a recipe for disaster, basically. And so since going through my cancer treatment, I have actually my oncologist put me in touch with a integrative physician back then who really helped me learn more and be able to heal throughout my journey. And since I have done a lot of research, because we need to be our own health advocates. Yes, you can get information from other people, but do consider your source. But you are the one that's in control of your health. And I had to take control of my health. And so I did. And through that journey, I found myself becoming healthier and feeling better than I had in years. Totally, you know, without coffee. I didn't need the caffeine stimulation. I was eating better food. You know, God healed me through my cancer. I was good, done with that, and moving on. And people I was working with and came across noticed I was doing things different, and they just started asking me. So I was able to impart some of the wisdom that I've learned through my journey and help them, and just saw them make little changes that really made, you know, had a pretty profound effect in their life and as far as their health was concerned, and your lifestyle too. It's not, you know, health includes your lifestyle, your stress levels, your relationships, you know, how you're living. All goes into the package. And I got joy in helping them. And so I left what I loved doing because I believe God had me on a different journey. And that was to save lives and change lives in a different way. And that's through becoming a certified health coach. And I also became a certified personal trainer to get even more building blocks to my credentials. And began being able to help people, but I still wanted something more. And that's when I met Dr. Bob. Mm. And I was able to work with a doctor because being a health coach is great, but once you're able to work with a doctor and we really could look from the inside out, he looks at the blood work, and now with this new nutritional assessment that we're doing, it just blew the doors wide open on allowing me to be able to help people more. My hands weren't so tied because you've got to watch, you know, the laws in your state. They're all different and you have to abide by those. And that's what I wanted to do. So anyway, joining Dr. Bob has been an awesome thing. And I've seen some just great, great healings, if you want to say, you know, seeing people heal from things they've had for years. And it's exciting because it's all natural. And that's where I'm at. I'm what Dr. Bob considers more of the purist, and he's not so much. And we balance each other out because I go way off the deep end. I'm not as fun to go out to dinner with anymore as I used to be. Because there's certain criteria that needs to be met. But anyway, it's fun. It's fun. And I love being able to help people.
And you're hearing from Stephanie Knight, who is a certified health coach with Health and Wellness of Central Florida. Dr. Bob Martinez sitting right here next to her. This is called Heal and Feel Better with Dr. Bob. And that's what we're trying to get the point across, is healing and feeling better, how we can help you naturally, holistically, and starting with the proper nutrition. And that requires, if you go to the website, Health and Wellness of Central Florida, requires careful attention and selection from quality food to allow the body to function optimally. So that's the first step right there, is like you said, it's a lifestyle change.
That's right.
So we're going to take a quick break, Heal and Feel Better with Dr. Bob. We're here till the bottom of the hour. If you've got questions, 352-796-7272. That's the number you want to call to get you right through here to Dr. Bob and Stephanie Knight. I'm JW. Glad you joined in. We're going to get you healing and feeling better. And we'll be back with a quick spot here from our sponsor after this. Hey, At Health and Wellness of Central Florida, we dig deep to uncover the root causes of your health concerns, correcting the underlying issues instead of treating symptoms. Our nutritional plans will help you feel, look, and perform better by using all natural, holistic, and functional methods of health and lifestyle coaching, massage therapy, chiropractic, and neuropathy care. With convenient locations to help you feel and heal better, call today for a complimentary consultation and begin to put life back into living. 352-686-1686 or visit hwcfla.com for more information. And good afternoon. Once again, you're in tune to WWJB on this fine Thursday afternoon, every Thursday, 12 to 12:30. Heal and Feel Better with Dr. Bob. That's Bob Martinez. Health and Wellness of Central Florida is the name of the practice. He brought a guest in with him, Stephanie Knight, who just shared personally from her heart and how she's changed your life. Now let's change yours, Dr. Bob.
Well, thank you for having me back. Just for the break that we had, Stephanie and I were talking, and we agree on one thing. We're talking about genetically being predisposed to certain diseases. And yes, there's a relation to family genetics and how that corresponds to the possibility of you getting that disease, right, or that disease process. My belief is, yes, when you have a family member who has a genetic problem to a disease, yes, are you most likely to get that disease? Yes. However, and my belief is that you are a candidate to get that certain disease. You're at a higher level to get that. But I really believe that if you take care of your body and you allow your body to take in nutrients through nutrition and take the precautionary measures and treat your body well in a holistic manner, that predisposition or that genetic factor is actually greatly reduced. Mm. So I know there's many patients that come in my office. I'm sure you agree with this, Stephanie, that many patients will, that's the first thing they tell me is, my father had cancer, therefore I got cancer, or my father had osteoarthritis, and so therefore I'm going to get osteoarthritis, or arthritis being short. And so, yeah, I agree. I tell all my patients is that it's a greater risk that you have to getting that disease. But if you are work on the prevention and start treating your body the way it should be treated, eating natural foods and taking care of your body, then that likelihood of getting that problem is reduced.
And so many.
Go ahead. I was just going to say that. I looked into the study of epigenetics a little bit more, which is what you're talking about. You're going to either flip on that switch or you're not.
Right.
And that is by your diet and your lifestyle. And when I realized that, because my mom had breast cancer three times, she ended up passing away from cancer. My dad has prostate cancer. I have no fewer than 12 immediate aunts and uncles that have died of cancer, including my paternal grandmother. So it's everywhere in my family. But I don't live in fear.
Right.
Because I know that by the way I live my life, by my stress levels, by my sleep, by, so many, my diet, definitely, that I don't have to worry about that. I'm not flipping that switch again. So I'm not a slave to that. And that's what people need to realize. You know, if you do see that your family is predisposed to a certain condition, then you need to realize that you need to do something to prevent whatever, whether it's cardiovascular, whatever it might be, then you better watch your stress level and your sleep. It's just, you've got to be aware. And it's just going back to the way we used to live. Like Dr. Bob said in the beginning, it's simple.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
That's right.
You're just eating real food, your sleep. I mean, yes, our lives are hectic, but that's when you come in, we try to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what can you do in this certain situation to reduce your stress levels? What can we do to help you sleep a little better? Let's, show you a diet that's not hard to follow, because it's not a diet. Let me go back on that. It's a live it.
Yeah.
Just eating real food. And how can we make that simple? Be prepared when you go out. You know, there's a lot of different things that you could do that you just need someone to give you a little information.
That's right. We've been trapped for so many years, stuck on this diet train. There's so many different options out there and so many different pills and so many different. You go to the supermarket and it's just you've got a whole section full of diet this, diet that. So,
look around. How's that working?
Right, exactly. Thank you. So we need direction. We need a pathway and we need help to heal and feel better, to change not only our nutrition, but it could be a lifestyle or environment change.
Yeah, and it's not so much what we, in our office, we really don't really harp on change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one thing that people don't want to do is change because it's hard. But what we do is show how to improve certain things. I mean, it's going to take time.
Mm-hmm.
But how many weight loss programs do you see around the country?
Yeah.
It's a multi-billion dollar industry.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that they're all bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I think that when people focus on just losing weight, they're really missing the train because they're not focusing so much on their in their health and how the body functions. I had a patient come in this morning, and we started talking about his daughter, 19 years old. She's got SIBO, okay? And that is a intestinal issue. It's more have to do with parasites and inflammatory processes. Mm. And so it's about trying to find a way to get the body to kick in. The weight loss that people see in our office, it's secondary to what we're doing. So we really don't emphasize the weight loss so much as to let's heal, get your body moving. Your body, once we get the body to a point where it's changing because of the things that we're doing and helping you do.
You're actually feeding it.
Exactly. You're giving the body the foods that are required. The body will then turn that engine on and start doing the things that needs to do. What it normally does is maintain the weight, you know, keeping toxicity levels down and stuff. What I love about what we do in our office is Stephanie and I are a team. And what we do is we allow people to empower themselves.
Yes.
Empower themselves to take control of their health.
Amen.
And we have a lot of folks that, yes, doctors, we're so inundated, again, as I said previously, is as doctors, we're inundated with so many situations when patients come in that we want to find an answer to them. And unfortunately, they want it in such a short time.
Mm.
And can I just say, while you're on, sorry to interrupt, but you want to find the answer.
Right.
That's what sets Dr. Bob apart. That's what sets what we're doing apart is you're not coming in and we're saying, here's this pill, take this pill, see ya, kind of thing. Now, that's not everybody. There are wonderful doctors out there. But Dr. Bob is going to the root cause. Why?
Mm.
Why do you feel this way? Why is your, you know, whatever blood level, organ dysfunction, why is it at, you know, why is it where it's at?
Mm-hmm.
So then you go back and you see what truly needs to be healed within the body and you take it from there. So it's root cause resolution, which is beautiful.
The thing is also is just it's like anything that people come in my office with high blood pressure problems, cholesterol problems. We're just, again, earlier, medications are a wonderful thing up to a point. But my thought process is that wouldn't you like to find a resolution to the problem that you're currently having? Or do you just want to take medications just to maintain the state of disease from getting worse?
Thank you. Yeah.
And the only problem, again, is that with medication, your body will assimilate, will get used to the dosages. Therefore, they need to be increased. So what I do and Stephanie do, we kind of look at why. That's the big question, like she said earlier. Why? Mm. Why is this a problem, and where is it causing it? Is it the liver issue? Is it a kidney issue? What is it that's causing this dilemma? And then through careful analysis and thought process, and then I can come up with a solution or a potential solution. And nothing's perfect. Mm-hmm. We're not perfect. I'm not sitting here in this radio station and say you can't see me because I got the answers to everything, because
right.
I don't.
Right.
But it's the first step that people need to take to go, you know what? Let me just go in there, talk about it, try to find exactly what's going on, and then to take the appropriate steps. And that's what I do. And most folks that come to my office, they don't even realize sometimes that when I open my mouth and I say, this is could be the contributory cause, they look at me right in my eye and go, that makes sense. And why didn't I think about that before?
Mm.
Well, that's my job.
That's
and
right.
And the thing that I love about Dr. Bob is, you know, right off the bat, when we first decided to work together, is he really wants to help people, which is what I wanted to do. He really wants to help people, and he cares about his patients. And I was able to observe that, you know, just coming into the practice, and they love them. And I've been to quite a few doctors along my journey trying to find a good functional medicine, integrative, whatever, you know, doctor that's going to be truly want to restore my health. And you can spend a lot of money. And that's not what you do here. I mean, we really charge way below what we should. But I mean, it's about helping people.
Yes.
So it's an affordable way to get healthy. He's not going to throw, you know, 10 lab tests that you have to have and then interpret those at $500 each kind
right.
of thing. And,
yep.
you know, with the $500 office visit, it's just not like that. It's very affordable. So it's not out of reach for anybody. And, you know, like I said, I've looked before. I'm like, I can't go to that doctor. I can't afford this. And you know, my husband has a good job, but I can't do that because our health insurance doesn't cover healthy things. So
that's what I tell patients when I put them on a program. They're telling me, oh my God, look how much. I said, what you're doing right now is you're taking money that's available to you and you're investing it into the most important thing that you can ever invest in, it that is in your health.
Yes.
Now you have a choice. You can invest in your health by doing the right things, or you can invest on sickness.
Right.
What is it that you like best? Do you want to invest in your health and get your body up to par and feeling good, feeling healthy, so that mm-hmm. that way you can grow at an age where you're not relying on medications, or you want to continue and just putting money away in sickness and feel bad and see yourself degenerate over the years.
Right.
And you'd be surprised that when somebody says, well, I want to invest in my health, believe me with what I'm telling you, is it's cheaper to invest in your health
yes.
than an invest in sickness. Because yep. eventually, that's going to carry over to more expensive procedures.
Right. And just think, you know, about what do you want to do in your future? Do you want to spend time with your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, just your children in general, because we're seeing these diseases at younger and younger ages. When I was having chemo, there was a girl pushing her stroller with her baby in it getting chemo. This is not a disease of older people. We are seeing Alzheimer's in people in their 40s now. I mean, this isn't what you saw in the past. So you got to think, what's wrong with mm-hmm. the way we're living our lives and the food we're eating that's causing this problem? So we're here to help.
And you bring up costs, not to mention the cost of all these prescription medications that folks are taking. They may be taking a handful of them, mm-hmm. you know, and they may not even have to take them. You can change that.
But not only just the amount of money you spend on medications, but what kind of damage it's
right.
doing to your own body. And
that's right.
actually setting you back. So for you out there that are listening, what is your first step? You know, call our office. Yeah. You'll have a 15-minute consult with Stephanie, and she is going to sit down and discuss certain things, and then I will come in the picture doing my analysis. Go to my website. Go to hwcfla.com, and then if you go to the nutrition page, you're going to see a button where you can click on, and then you can actually schedule an appointment with Stephanie over the phone so we can do the initial consult and see if we can help you. We're here for you.
Dr. Bob Martinez with Stephanie Knight, Health and Wellness of Central Florida is where you need to be. Give them a call. Doctor, I'll have you give the website address once again and your phone number to the office.
That is hwcfla.com, and my office in Spring Hill is 352-686-1686. And you can also call Lutz, which is 813-749-7548.
Two locations to help you heal and feel better. This has been a program brought to you every Thursday at 12 o'clock to 12:30 with Dr. Bob Martinez in the studio. Stephanie Knight, certified health coach, works with Health and Wellness of Central Florida. Give them a call today, folks. Reach out and heal and feel better starting today. Thanks, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you.